Tell us a little bit about the Blue Jean Ball and what that is all about.
Well, the Blue Jean Ball is an exciting event that we have in Lewis that helps to support our family support programs and our adult vocation programs. It's a great time to raise money and raise friends, but more than anything, it's an opportunity to really connect with people and just enjoy the evening.
And that's not the only event you have this time of year. The other is November's Fall Auction Gala. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a similar event, but we have that up in Wilmington. That's at the Queen, and we're calling it this year Corked and Untapped. And it's a time to get together with friends and to raise money and to support this cause.
And with the Blue Jean Ball, where is that exactly?
That's at Nassau Valley Vineyards on Friday night, September 22nd.
So how critical are these events and others like the Walks for Autism to your mission?
The events are extremely critical in a couple of different ways. First, they help people get connected to our cause, to introduce people to autism and to our families and to people affected by autism. But more than that, they help us to raise the money to support the programs that are so vital.
And can you give us some examples of those programs that benefit from the money that's raised from these events?
Throughout the year, we do roughly 200 different events throughout the state. We call it social rec events. Our family support team does these events to help our families get integrated into the community and for the community to sort of get to know autism. And we do these events for adults, for kids, for families, for grandparents with a grandparent coffee hour and speaker series, sensory-friendly bowling and movies and Christmas parties and beach picnics. And we have a lot of programs designed to help our families.
As you said, it's really about kind of integration, right? It's getting these families integrated with the community and the community to embrace these families.
Yeah, well said, because autism can be very isolating for families and individuals affected by autism. And that isolation does two things. It keeps those families apart from the community, but it keeps the community from understanding autism and from understanding the need. So we try to get the community to understand autism, and we try to get our community back integrated into the community.
And as you mentioned earlier, a lot of that is just about building awareness and helping people understand autism, the autism spectrum.
Well, that's the first task. The incidence of autism is increasing, right, and the numbers of individuals affected have really grown rapidly throughout the last couple of years. So our goal is to help people to understand that, whether it's professionals, whether they're doctors or teachers or folks who work directly in our community, or just the everyday citizen who may not have autism as something that's a part of their family, but we're hoping they can understand it and then have the generosity to support those families.
Have you seen an increase in that awareness and that understanding over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. One of the things I believe that has risen the number of people who've been diagnosed with autism is the awareness. So teachers are more aware and doctors are more aware and primary care providers are more aware so they can direct families to get the services.
And that's probably one of the more important things, too, is having these families know where these services are and know how to access them.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the crux of what we do. We
right.
have family navigators that are on staff, English and Spanish-speaking folks who can take calls from families that have questions or significant issues or challenges at any stage in their family's development. Our navigators are helping to point them in the right direction and to identify services in the community, whether it's from up in Wilmington down to Sussex County, just meeting the needs of our families.
And all these things, of course, cost money, and that's why these galas and these fundraisers are so important.
Exactly. With the increase of autism, there's an increase in need to support families with autism, and that's an increase in revenue that we need to generate somehow.